We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. So, Groundhog Day was yesterday, and Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania did see his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter, a longer winter. They made the announcement, which I must say they really get into.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhoggese, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads, "It's Groundhog Day, and maybe life is on a loop, but I miss my burrow, I miss my coop. So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for 6 more weeks of winter this year."
And they're all cheering 6 more weeks of winter, which usually you'd think they'd boo.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I
odd.
Think you just have to cheer now no matter what.
I do too.
True, because Phil's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Do you know, here's some facts about Groundhog Day that I find intriguing, okay? First of all, the first Groundhog Day, 1887 in Punxsutawney. That's the first time they had Phil come out and do that.
My understanding is that it's like the midway point between winter and spring.
Yeah, it is. I guess that's
right.
So
that's why they've selected that day. Of course, it's a pagan ritual.
Wait,
everything's based on pagan rituals.
Oh, is it pagan?
Almost everything we do.
I didn't know that was pagan. What else is pagan? Halloween?
Christmas.
No, not Christmas.
Well, I mean, the origin of the tree and all that stuff, right?
Oh, is that? I'm
not starting rumors.
Listen, this is the only thing I'm more ignorant about than that Luka Doncic trade is
the Lord.
The Lord, the pagan. Yeah.
And the faiths of the world.
That's right. Remember how stunned I was? And a woman, several people talked to me about this at Myrtle Beach. I was saying that recently when we went to church, I learned that when Jesus turned water into wine, it was not just a bottle of wine. It was like hundreds of bottles of wine, 600 bottles. And the woman said, "Yeah, well, everybody knows that. It was like a waterfall of wine. Everybody had a party for a week." And I was like, I did not realize that.
That's quite a wedding.
I mean, it's a week-long wedding. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Remember, that's when the guy standing next to me who I didn't know, I elbowed him and said, "It's like a good weekend at my house, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Pointed over to my wife. And he didn't find humor in that at all. He didn't laugh.
Box of wine, cases. Get it?
Let me tell you this. Okay, how accurate do you think Punxsutawney Phil is? With what percentage has he gotten it right that it has been an early spring or, you know, basically more winter?
I keep thinking it's probably about 50-50.
35%. Is
really?
He's not even. I'll tell you who is way more accurate is Staten Island Chuck.
Okay.
They get that rodent out. Same thing. He's 85% accurate.
Wow. Does he have a shorter shelf? I mean, When did Staten Island Chuck begin doing his thing?
Same day. He does it on...
No, but there's no way Staten Island Chuck was doing it in the
1800s. No. There's all these copycats now. Punxsutawney Phil, of course.
Yeah. They're everywhere now.
That's a great question. But Staten Island Chuck is our nation's most accurate. Apparently, that's where the weather is right one way or the other for what we're seeing. And here's the biggest thing about Punxsutawney Phil. He is what I want to be, immortal. This is the original Punxsutawney Phil from 1887. They have never replaced him. And why? Because he drinks droplets of magical juice.
The elixir of life.
That's right.
One drop.
Yep.
Biggie.
Yep.
Gives him 7 years.
That's years. Right. So one drop. So they say, we need another 7 years. They
give juice him up.
Yep.
That's right.
So he is immortal. So this is the very same Punxsutawney Phil from the 19th century.
The very first one. And... if he had a glass of that juice, I mean, that's 1,000,000 years.
Exactly.
That's all he needs. I give him a glass like in 1900. Okay, he's done. He's here forever. It's unbelievable that he was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed.
I thought you were going to tell me that they ate him when he was wrong for the first time.
Well, there are a few years where they don't have records.
Yeah, well, there are. That's right.
The groundhog was wrong. Let's eat it.
You're right.
I planted my crop.
Yeah.
Some years they don't have records, which is odd. It seems like they just go ahead and note it down every single year. They've done it every single year. I don't know if they've even skipped here. You know how like once in a while, like some sporting event is missed because of COVID
or a war.
World War II. But I think they did it. They've done it all the way through, even with no fans during. Remember, they had a virtual one during the COVID. I think they kept on doing it.
Yeah.
By the way, of all the years he's done it, he's only predicted an early spring 21 times. He's predicted winter, you know, I think like 128 mm-hmm. times. It's a really big.
So it's always a shadow.
Yeah. Always sees, pretty much always sees his shadow.
So the shadow means he gets scared of his shadow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And jumps back into his cave, whatever.
Which means.
And hibernates for six more weeks.
Six more weeks of winter. But do they, now you notice they read it. It's like, what is this in groundhoggies? What
yeah,
is
he
this,
whispered yeah. in the man's
he whispered,
ear.
Is it? So does he really, does any groundhog ever actually come out of his hole, see a shadow, and run back in? Or do they make it up?
I think it's all made up.
Yeah. I do too. If the sun's shining, they say, oh, he saw a shadow.
My mom used to tell us when we were little kids that it would affect the farmers, you know.
Really?
Yeah, they would plant early or plant late based on the groundhog.
Yeah,
but I think she was just, you know, keeping the magic alive.
It's less accurate than many other things that they do, like the woolly worm and all that kind of stuff, or the farmer's almanac and all those things.
I'd like to know what the groundhog's really saying when he's whispering. Let me get loose. And you're dead. All of you are dead. Oh, he's talking to me.
The groundhog is.
They read the scroll.
I'm going to take out you and your whole family. I took a dump in your top hat.
That guy with the top
hat.
Now, here's the other interesting fact about this. They go to Gobbler's Knob every year. We were talking about this last week. There is no drinking allowed at Gobbler's Knob. It's done very early in the morning, but I think they pregame at all these different bars.
Yeah, accurate. So that's got to be true.
And it gets bigger and bigger every year. I thought COVID might kill it. It's like, okay, nobody can come this year. So you know how things like that sort of, if you get away from it 1 or 2 years, then it doesn't come back around. But we are all back into it, and this was another huge year in Punxsutawney, and plus it was a weekend, so everybody partied on Saturday night.
Yeah, great setup.
Isn't that incredible how a city could do something like this? They came up with this in 1887, and here 150 years later, it's still, and now it's their big, I mean, what would Punxsutawney be known for? Nothing, if it weren't.
Just an odd name.
That's it. If it weren't for the groundhog. They really did that now. So I have to salute it.
And, of course, the movie. You know, with Bill Murray.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
It made it 10 times as big. You heard him when he read his scroll, although we're in a loop. I think that's what he's, like, we're in a time loop, and I think that's what he's referring to. You know, that it's over and over again. And I think as many people think of the movie as they do the groundhog himself.